Today's daf is Makis daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin 9 lines from the top, the 2 dots of daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're learning Perek Elohin Aloikin, and the Mishnah began with a whole list of averos that if one violates, he's going to get Malkus. Malkus Teiraisa, the 39 Malkus that had to be administered by a Bezdin Shel Mumchin, according to Rabbi Shmuel. In the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that Beis Amar Aleph, it required even a Sanhedrin Ketana, a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel. Either way, at the very end of the Mishnah mentioned Tevel. So if somebody eats Tevel, that is Tfua, that the person was not yet Mafush Trumas Umaisis from. That's one of the Loikim. Said the Mishnah, the Kama Yoichel Menat Tevel V'yeichayiv. How much Tevel does a person have to eat for him to be Chayiv Malchus? Machloikis, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Kolshu, if he eats a Kolshu, meaning there's no shear, it doesn't matter how little he eats, he's going to get Malchus. V'chobim Lehmim Kizayis. The Chachobim say he has to eat a Kizayis. Omelem Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon told the Chachobim, Yatem Moidim Li, are you not Moidim to me, Ba'uchom Nemola Kolshu Sheu Chayiv? That if somebody eats an Amala, an ant, somebody eats a sheretz, the halacha is that even if he eats a kol shehu, even if the namola itself is not the size of a zayas, which it usually isn't, and you're still going to be chayev. So you see, there's no sheer kizayas lechura when it comes to chiyav malka. So why should chita be any different? Amrulay, they told him, mipneshi kibriyasa. No, namola is different. Because the namola, even if it's small, even if it's smaller than a zayas, but it's still a barrier, it's a living organism. And being that it's a complete living organism, it's for that reason we don't care about the shear. It has a chashivas for itself, and if you eat it, you're going to be chayv malkus. Amalem, Reb Shimon responded, I think a chita is the same way. And one strand of wheat, to me, is the equivalent of a namala, and just like you're chayv for a namala, despite the fact that it's pachas mikazayas, so too, says Reb Shimon, I think you're going to be chayv for a chita, despite the fact that it's pachas mikazayas. Zok to Gemara, Amar Abibi, Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, machloikis bechita, machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim is regarding a chita. You have a whole strand of wheat. Abel bekemach, let's say you would take the chita and you would grind it. So now it's not a chita anymore. Now it's flour. Now it's kemach. Divrei Hakol kezayis. Everybody would agree that it has to be a kezayis. Meaning even Reb Shimon, who said his chiddush that ochal tevel or ochal chita, you're going to be chayev for kol shu. That's only if it's a complete chita. But Reb Shimon agrees that if it's not a chita, it's not like the namola. It's not kibriyasa. At this point, it's already ground. It's flour. It's poshit that there's going to be a kezayis. Meaning, Reb Shimon agrees there's a concept of a shir kezayis. He's just saying that if you eat a chita, it's like eating an amola. Over there, you'll be chayiv even mekol shu. Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Yermi is saying there, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Kemachloikis bezu, kach machloikis bezu. Meaning, just like Reb Shimon said his halacha regarding a chita, he said his halacha if the chita was already ground into kemach. Tana, I'm on the Reb Shimon. Yeah, to meidem li baichol amola kol shu sheu chayiv. So Reb Shimon in our Mishnah responds to the chachamim, and he makes his argument. He says, don't you agree by an amala? Amrulay, they told him, Mipneshi kibriyasa. Amalahem, what was Reb Shimon's response? Achita achas kibriyasa. Achita is also kibriyasa. What is the mashmois in the Gemara? Achita in kemachloi. If Reb Shimon's whole argument is that achita is like an amala, then it would make sense that he only stated his halacha when it's really achita. But if it's kemach, kemach is not like namala anymore. Kemach is already ground. You don't have a complete strand. It was previously, but at this point, it's not kibriyos, it's not the way it grew, it's not in its natural state. So if Reb Shimon's argument is Mipneshi Kibriyasa, isn't that a raya to the Amoira that said Reb Shimon only said his halacha b'chita, but he didn't say his halacha b'kemach, zok de gemara? No, the Divreyam Kamalu, the way you have to understand Reb Shimon, he wasn't saying pshat in his own shita, but rather he was talking to the Chachamim and saying, Lididi, according to me, afilu kemach nami. I hold, even kemach, you're going to be chayav b'kol shu. Because I hold, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that there's no halach of kezayis at all when it comes to the iser tevel. Elu liditchu, but according to you, that hold that there is a shir kezayis. But are you not moida that if you eat an amola, that's pachas mikazayis, you're going to be chayiv? And if you're going to be chayiv eating an amola, then oidili miyas, the chita achas kibriyasa, that a chita is like an amola as well. Meaning, Reb Shimon holds that even if it's kemach, because that has nothing to do with the svar of briyasa. But the rabbanon who do hold that there's something called kezayis, yet they agree an amola is different, so shouldn't a chita be like an amola? Rabbanon, why did the rabbanon disagree? Briyas, neshama, chshuva, chita loy chshuva, a briya that has a neshama, that has a soul, that's chashuv. But a chita, a wheat, is soulless. It doesn't have a soul. So even though it's true, it grows and it's alive, but a neshama it doesn't have. Being that it doesn't have a neshama, you don't have the svara bria. Tanya kavas Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Shimon said kol shul makis, that the shear with regards to makis is always going to be a kol shul. You never have to have a kezayis. Meaning it's not a svara dafka and chita because chita is like an amola. Even kemach the halacha would be kol shul. Yomru kezayis. When then was the shear kezayis said leinyan karbon as it relates to karbonis? If somebody eats a macholis asura, as a result of his achila, he now has to bring a carbon. How much would you have to eat in order for there to be a chi of carbon? You'd have to eat a kezayas. But as it relates to how much you have to eat in order to be chayiv malchus, you don't have to eat a kezayas. A kol shu is going to be enough. So essentially, according to the Maskana Sagamara, Tanya Kavase, Rav Yirmiyah, what comes out is Rav Shimon is stating a very, very mechudish tegashita. We know throughout Shas, le'inyan oinchen, the shear is always kezayas. So if somebody eats nevela, he eats a trefa, bas of a chalav, Yom Kippur maybe has a different shear, but there's always shiurim as it relates to how much a person has to eat in order for him to be over the Isurei Torah. And shiurim are halacha l'moshe misina. Now, this machlokes Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, and Shas, chatzi shear, asa min ha-Torah, or chatzi shear is not asa min ha-Torah. We pass like Rabbi Yechon, the chatzi shear is asa min ha-Torah, which means that really there's an Issa Torah for all the Isuri Achiva, even if you eat a kosher. The reason there's halacha l'moshe misina of shear is because you can't get punished. There's no oinshin, whatever the oinish might be. There's no oinish unless you eat a shear. But as it relates to oinshin, there's halacha of shiurim. And when it comes to shiuri achila, kemat, every single shiur achila is going to be a shiur kezayas. So from that standpoint, if somebody would eat nevela, he wouldn't get malchus unless he ate a kezayas. Because there's halacha l'moshe misina of a shiur kezayas that governs all Isuri achila. The Isser, that's the sugya of chatzi shir. But as it relates to the Oynish, the shir is always going to be kezayis. Kumtz again, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's a new shita. Rav Shimon, again, according to Rav Yirmiyah, where we have a Tanya Kavasi to Rav Yirmiyah, and that's the Rav Shimon in our Mishnah, says Rav Shimon, it's true there's halacha l'moshe misinai of shiurim. And it's true that one of the shiurim is kezayis, and kezayis governs shiurei achila, but that's only as it relates to the Oynish of carbon. But as it relates to Malkus, it's going to be a culture. It's a machlokes. Rav Shimon and Chachamim had to understand the halacha l'moshe misinai of kezayis. The halacha l'moshe misinai of kezayis that was said regarding machalas asuros, is it, which was said regarding oinshin, because chatzi shir, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan is anyways awesome in our Torah. So as it relates to the oinish now of Malkus, is there a shir kezayis or is there a shir kolshu? According to Rav Shimon, it's a shir kolshu. According to the Chachamim, it's a shir kezayis. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, ha'oichel bikurin. If somebody eats bikurin, ad shaloi korale. So the Mishnah is continuing with its list of Elohim aloikim. So if somebody eats bikurin, and he does so before he was Karaleh, before he read the Parsha of Bikurim. So tomorrow we're going to talk more about the mitzvah of Bikurim, but Rashi says right away, what's the Parsha of Bikurim? Arami Yovedavi. It's mentioned in the Torah, the beginning of Parsha's Kisava. Every year had a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. He gave it to the Kohen. He had to place it in front of the Mizbeach. Again, we'll go into some of the details tomorrow. But if halacha is that you weren't allowed to eat Bikurim, actually Karaleh. This is even a Kohen, because a Zohar is not allowed to eat Bikurim, period. Bikurim was treated like Truma. And just like a Zohar is not allowed to eat Truma, Zohar she'achal Truma is chayv Misa, he can't eat Challah. Bikurim is in that same vein. So Bikurim is anyways off limits to a Zohar. But even a Kohen that's allowed to eat Bikurim, you couldn't eat Bikurim until the Bailim, the owner of the fruit, read the Parashah Bikurim. And if he does, that's the next in the list of the Elohein Aloikin. Ha'oichel Bikurim Achle Kar Aleim is going to be Chayim Malkus. Other examples of Malkus, Kachi Gedashim, Chutz L'Chol, if somebody eats Kachi Gedashim outside the Azara, Klon literally means curtains. Rashi says, because the Mishkan's Azara was surrounded by curtains. And the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't surrounded by curtains anymore. It was surrounded by walls. It was fortified. But the point is, if somebody eats Kachi Kedashim, Chutz L'chayim Yisra Azara, or Chutz L'chloim Shal HaMishkan, you're going to be Chayv Malkus. Kachi Kalim, Umayisra Sheni Chutz L'chayim. Kachi Kalim is allowed to be eaten outside of the Azara. In fact, it's allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, just like Maisa Sheni is allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, but it can't be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So if somebody eats a chutz l'chaymas Yerushalayim, again, you're going to get malchus. Hashem is etzim b'pesach hatar. If somebody breaks one of the bones of a carbon pesach that's tahar, Torah says, v'etzim le'sish b'rubay, harez alayk arba, avol ha'moyser b'tahar, but if somebody leaves over meat from the Korban Pesach. See, he didn't break the bone of the Korban Pesach, but he left over meat. See, he was over what the Torah says, lo yisoysiru mimenu ad boiker. Here, you're not going to get malchus. V'hashoyver b'tomei, or if somebody breaks the bone of a Korban Pesach, that's tomei, again, any like karba. And noitleim alabonim, if someone's over the loisa saying the Torah of loisikach o'im alabonim, one of the topics of yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yehuda says, like Vein Mishaleach, you get Malkus. The Chacham say you don't get Malkus. You know why? Because Mishaleach Vein Eloike. Because it's a lav shenita klase. Because the Pasuk says, Loisika Choim al Abonim. And then the Pasuk says, Shaleach Tishalach Asoim, Ves Abonim Tikach Loch. And Zeh Aklal. Kol Mitzvahs Loisa say, Shiech Bakum Asay, In Chayam Aralea. So Shiluach HaKan is considered a lav shenite klase, because according to the Chachamim, even after you were over the lois nasei of loisika chayim al abonim, you could be mekayim daasei of shalech teshalach esayim. So it's for that reason, meshalech v'ini loik. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says loik v'ini meshalech, because Rabbi Yehuda knows it's true, there's a mitzvah of shalech teshalach esayim, but that's only if you weren't over yet loisika chayim al abonim. But once you're over loisika chayim al abonim, at that point there's no mitzvah sasei of shalech teshalach esayim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, once you're over the lav, you don't have the asay, so it's loik v'ini meshalech. According to the Chachamim, after you're over the lab, you could be Mekayim Naseh. Therefore, it's Meshalech in Eloika. So again, that was one of the topics of Daf Tezayin. Regardless, we have now a Festa Gemara, a little technical, a Gemara where you have to hold cup, but a Festa Gemara. Om Rabbi Barachana, Om Rabbi Yechon, Zu Divrei, Rabbi Akiva, Stimta. The first of the list, of the second list, of the Elohein Aloikin, was if somebody eats Bikurin, Ad Shalai Karalein, before the Bailin recited the Parsha of Bikurin, when he brought the Bikurin to the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody ate even a Kayan, those Bikurin, he's going to get malchus. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbe Bar Barchan, Omer Rabbi Yoichan, Zivri Akiva Stimta. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, who sometimes was referred to as Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Aval Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, Bikurin Hanocha Ma'akevus Bohem, Kriya Ma'akevus Bohem. That the mitzvah that the Torah says you have to do with the Bikurim, which is take the Bikurim and place them with Ne'am Mizbeach, that's something that's Ma'akev. So it's true, if somebody would eat Bikurim before the Hanochal of Ne'am Mizbeach, he would get Malkus. But Kriya Ma'akevus Bohem, the Kriya, the Parsha Bikurim, Arami Oved Avi, that's not Ma'akiv. And being that it's not Ma'akiv, it doesn't make sense that if somebody eats the Bikurim, actually, Karalein, that you should be Chayav Malkus. So there is an idea of an Oichel Bikurim, Lifnei, that you're going to be Chayav Malkus. But says the Gemara, if our Mishnah says it's actually Kara Aleim, it must be that it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, because the Chachamim say that it's only Lifnei Hanocha that you're going to get Malkus. But Lifnei, the Kriya, you're not going to get Malkus, because Kriya is not Ma'akev. Freak the Gemara. We don't know where this Rabbi Akiva is. Rabbi Yochanan had a Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimta, where apparently somewhere he knew Rabbi Akiva had said that Talach is Oichel Bikur Match like Kor Aleim is Chayim Malkus. So when we have a Stam Mishnah of Oichel Bikur Match like Kor Aleim, said Rabbi Yochanan Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But freak the Gemara, although we don't have a Mefurish Rabbi Akiva anywhere in our Mesoira of Mishnayis and Brises and Tosefta's, we don't have such a Rabbi Akiva, but we have a Rabbi Shimon. There's a Brisa, a classic Brisa that the Gemara is about to mention, where Rabbi Shimon said this Halach, that if somebody eats Bikurim Match like Kor Aleim, the Halach is he gets Malkus, because he holds Kriyas Ma'akiv. So freak the Gemara, why Rabbi Yechonah say Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva? We don't even know who this Rabbi Akiva is. What he should have said was Valema Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon Stimta, because we all know there's a Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara is about to tell us. Zokti Gemara Hakfaket. Rabbi Yechonah knew that everyone knows that Rabbi Shimon holds if somebody eats Bikurim before the Kriya, you're going to be Chai Malkus. So Rabbi Yechonah didn't feel that it was newsworthy to get up in Beis Medrash and say Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Everyone knows it's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Everyone knows the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Shimon. But what not everybody knows is that it's also Shita's Rabbi Akiva. And that was a chiddush. That was an oiftu in the sugya. So that was something Rabbi Yechon wanted to teach his talmidim. He said, by the way, you all attribute this chiddush to Rabbi Shimon, as again, the Gemara is about to show in great detail. It's going to take us right into tomorrow's daf, this Rabbi Shimon. But you should know that it's not only Shitas Rabbi Shimon, it's Shitas Rabbi Akiva as well. Zok the Gemara, Hakka Mashmal under Rabbi Akiva ki Rabbi Shimon, severely, my Rabbi Shimon. So who's this Rabbi Shimon that apparently is world famous, that everybody knows holds, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim, the kriya of the parasha Bikurim, Kohanim is ma'akiv. So much so that if somebody eats, even a Kohen, Bikurim, Anshel and Kor Aleim is going to be Chayav Malkus. Zokti Gemara Detanya. We learned in a Braisa. So before this Braisa, we have to be familiar with one Pasuk, because the Gemara is going to darshan this Pasuk. Rav Shimon is Hafeichba Vafeichba Dekulaba. So what's the context? The context is Maisa Sheini. We know that Maisa Sheini had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So if somebody had a farm in Haifa, and he's chayev in Shumas u'maisris midei raisa, because he has tfuah, grain that's growing in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the taxes, one of the maisris that he had to pay every second, fourth year, was Maisa Sheini. Maisa Sheini was a little bit different than Maisa Rishon. It was very different than Truma and Truma's Maisra and Chala and Bikurim, in that Maisa Sheini was Nechal Abayla. So the owner of the Tfuah was allowed to eat it. Ordinarily, the concept of Truma's and Maisra's was your way of supporting the Kayanim and the Levim that did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So Truma went to the Kayanim, and Maisa Rishon went to the Levim, and then there was Maisroni as well, and Chala again to the Kayanim, and you have the Parsha Bechor. The Bechor also goes to the Kayanim. These are different taxes, translated loosely, but really these are mitzvahs, aseis, deiraisa. There's real kedusha, the tahira involved when you talk about trumas and maisers. But this is our way, Klai Yisrael's way of supporting Shevet Levi, whose job is Hashem unachal asai. So they're holding the ruchnius fort of Klai Yisrael, and it's our job to support them. But Maisa Sheni was real, because Maisa Sheni is technically Trumas u'maisres, it's Maiser Sheni, but at the same time it was Nachal Abayla. But being that it's Kodosh, it is Maiser, so it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And the Torah says it again and again in many different ways, this idea that Maiser Sheni couldn't just be eaten wherever you wanted, it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. For example, Parashas Re'eh, Perik Yudal, Pasuk Chavbez. You probably heard this Pasuk before. Aser to Aser, it's called Tfu Azaracha, Hayoitzer Asad, Shana Shana. Specifically regarding Maisa Sheini, V'achalta Lefnei Hashem Aleikecha. You can eat it, you yourself, you don't have to give it to anybody. You can eat it yourself, but Lefnei Hashem Aleikecha. Where? Terry doesn't tell us. B'mokim Asher Yivcha L'shakim Shema Yisham, right? You can't punch it into ways. We spoke about this once. B'mokim Asher Yivcha L'shakim Shema Yisham, you're going to have to find it. Maisa D'goncha T'yiroishcha V'yitzarecha B'chayris B'chayrcha V'tzaynech L'man Tilmad L'yiris Hashem Aleikecha Kol Hayom. Second, this is a theme that's mentioned several times in Parashas Re'eh. One of the psukim says it in the form of a lois nasei, which of course is all that matters when you learn Perikei Lo'in Aloike. So the Pasuk says as follows, Lo'isucha lecha b'sharecha. You cannot eat b'sharecha, meaning you can't eat it in Haifa. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. What can't you eat? Masar degoncha v'tiroishcha v'tzarecha. Maisar. U'b'choyreis b'karcha v'tzaynecha. So the Pasuk is talking about an Isser to eat certain things that are Kaddosh outside of Yerushalayim. It begins with Masa Degoncha V'Tiroishcha V'Yitzarecha. So here you have a lois aseh that at first glance complements the aseh in the Pasuk of Aser Ta'aser that says that you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Stating that, Reb Shimon is going to darshan this Pasuk and he's going to say that you think there's only one Isser that the Torah is telling us in this Pasuk? There's many Isurim that the Torah is telling us in this Pasuk. As a matter of fact, there are six Isurim that the Torah is telling us in this pasuk. So I'm going to give you the high level first, and then we'll see it in a veinik. Reb Shimon is going to say as follows. Reb Shimon is about to say that when the Torah says loisucha lecha b'sharecha masa degoncha v'tiroichcha v'tzarecha, is referring to maisa. When the pasuk says u'b'chayrois, b'chayrois b'karcha b'tzayrencha, b'chayrois is talking about a b'char, as in a pet derechem, an animal that has kedushas bechar. When it says bekarcha v'tzaynecha, it's referring to a carbon chatos and a carbon asham. When it says v'chol nidarecha, it's referring to a carbon oila. When it says v'nidvaysecha, it's referring to a carbon toidu shlamim. And when it says v'chumas yotcha, it's referring to bikurim. So this almost runs the entire gamut of kachem. So this pasuk's not just talking about maisa sheni and bechar. The pasuk's talking about maisa sheni, bechar, chatos, asham, oila, toidu shlamim, and Bikurim. First Hanacha that Reb Shimon is going to make in this long-winded Braisa that the Gemara is about to introduce to us. The second is that when we're all done, we're going to walk away from this with six Azaras, six Lois Aseis. The first is, of course, the Pshutei Shel Mikra, the Isser to eat any one of these things outside of Yerushalayim. We're also going to see from here that it's also to eat Bikurim, the Fnei, reading the Parsha Bikurim, which is technically what's getting the Gemara into this Braisa. We're also going to see from here an Issa to eat Kachim Lifnei Zrika, We said that the Zrika served two purposes. One purpose was, that was the Meratza, was the Mechaper. But the Zrika was also mat to the Basal Achila. But even then, meaning you could only eat it La'acha Zrika. Lifnei Zrika, it's Aser. We're going to learn a limud from that over here. We're going to learn from here, Eloi Sasei, that Zor's not allowed to eat Kachim. We're going to see from here that Kachim Kadoshim, not Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kadoshim, the Kehanim were not allowed to eat outside of the Azara. And we're going to see from here, Eloi Sasei, that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Oilo. Either way, a whole bunch of different halachas regarding different forms of Kachim are going to be learned out from a pasuk, which at first glance just seems to be saying that Kachim is Loisuch Halacha B'Sharecha. That when it comes to something Kaddish, you have to make sure you eat in Yerushalayim. Stating that, there's a lot going on here. Zokti Gemara, Samai Reb Shimon, who's this Reb Shimon who holds that Oichel Bikurim Achalei Kara Alehem? You have to remember why we're starting with this, because by the end of the daf, it's going to be hard to remember. So again, we're talking about this iser to eat bikurim. Until you read the parasha bikurim, there's a shittas Rav Shimon that apparently Rabbi Yochanan didn't even want to say that the Mishnah is Rav Shimon, because everyone knows it's Rav Shimon. It wasn't even newsworthy. So who's this Rav Shimon? So the time we looked at a brayso, so this pasuk that we just mentioned, when it says utru masiyot chayil bikurim, it's referring to bikurim. Abba Rav Shimon, mas bozel amdeinu. Why did Torah have to mention bikurim in this pasuk? Is it for the literal meaning of the pasuk? It's coming to say that loisucha lachal b'sharecha bikurim. Now let it bikurim outside of the chaimis Yerushalayim. L'chura kal v'chaimer mi ma'isa. I don't need a pasuk for that. I can learn that kal v'chaimer from ma'isa. What's the kal v'chaimer? Uma ma'iser ha'kal. Madach ma'iser, which is kal. Oichlon chutz l'chaimer loika. If somebody eats it outside of the chaimer, he gets malchus, because that's the beginning of the pasuk. Loisucha lachal b'sharecha ma'aser d'goyin chavetir ha'ishu v'itzarecha. So madach ma'iser ha'kal. You get malchus. If you eat outside of the chaymos, does the Torah have to tell me uchumas yot chayli bikurim? Bikurim like kolshkein? Because bikurim is more chamed than maaser. The Gemara is going to say why. Holei ba kasev elo loichami bikurim actually kara aleim shulike. It must be coming to tell me a new iser. What's this new iser that you're not allowed to eat bikurim, not outside of the chaymos Yerushalayim? Because that I know kal v'chaymim maaser. But you're not allowed to eat bikurim before you read the parasha bikurim. When it says in the pasuk v'nid veisecha, zu toidu shlovin. It's referring to the carbon toid and the carbon shlomim. Why did Torah have to tell me that you now eat the toid and the shlomim outside of the chaimus Yerushalayim? In boichon chutz l'chaima, kal v'chaimim b'maiser. Madach maiser, you now let eat outside of Yerushalayim. Kal v'chaimim, you can't eat the toid and the shlomim. Holy b'akas, it must be coming to teach me a new issa. Elo lo'ichol b'toidu shlomim l'fnei, like it's coming to tell me if you have a toid and a shlomim, you're going to eat it inside Yerushalayim. But you want to eat it l'fnei zrika. Kamash malam this pasuk that it's awesome. Now Rashi speaks out, very importantly, that really we know the Isser. This is Kachim 101. We know without Reb Shimon's drasha of Loisucha Lecha B'Sharecha that you're not allowed to eat Kachim Lifnei Zrika. It says in the Pasuk, V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech, and then immediately afterwards it says V'abasa Teicha. And we learn from there, first V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech, first you do Zrika, and only afterwards you're allowed to eat. But that Pasuk is an Aseh. That Pasuk is not a Lois Aseh. Kamash Malan, another limud, loisucha lecha b'sharecha, where it says v'nidvoy secha, to teach me that your toido shlomim has a loisase as well. That there's also a loisucha lecha b'sharecha. So this pasuk is not being mechadesh the iser. We know the iser, but from the iser that we know, it's an iser ase. V'dam zvachecha yishafech v'abasar teichal. It doesn't say loy. It doesn't say pen. It doesn't say yishomer. It doesn't say al. You don't have any of the magic words that would make something an azara. So we're including it in a pasuk that begins with the word loy. L'rabbis, then not only is it aser, but it's also an azara. There's a loisuchal over here. Ubechayres, when it says ubechayres, zeh bechar. I'm Reb Shimon. Mazeh bal lamdeinu. Why do we need a Torah to tell me bechar? Im lechem chutz l'chaim again. If it's to tell me, they now eat bechar outside of Yerushalayim. Kal v'chaim mi ma'aser. Im lifnei zrika. If you're coming to tell me now, this other issa we just mentioned that's somehow included in the pasuk as well. They not allowed to eat the bechar. Lifnei Zrika, meaning just like you can't eat the Toidu Shlomim Lifnei Zrika, so too you can't eat the Bechar Lifnei Zrika. But once I know Toidu Shlomim, I don't need a Pasuk for Bechar, because Kal V'Chaimer mi Toidu Shlomim. If I know Toidu Shlomim, certainly Bechar. The Gemara is going to say, what's the Kal V'Chaimer? Halei ba, kosav el aloichem an ha-Bechar, afilu achaz Rika. Must be coming to teach me a third Isser. What's the third Isser? That even achaz Rika, if you're a Tzar who's not allowed to eat Kachin, says this pasuk again, you're not allowed to eat kachim. Why do I need a second pasuk? Says Rashi the same thing. I know Azar is not allowed to eat kachim. Everyone knows that. Before this Reb Shimon, we all know that. But there's nowhere in the Torah that it says it b'lashon azara. It doesn't say it with lo yishomer pen and al. It's an isra aseh. this pasuk is the rabbi said it's not only an isra say, but it's going to be a loisa say as well. Bekarcha v'tzaynecha. When it says bekarcha v'tzaynecha, says Rab Shimon zuchatas v'asha. I'm Rab Shimon. Ma'azeh b'olam deinu. Why is it tough to talk about chatas v'asha? We have three surim so far that the pasuk is talking about. You're not allowed to eat chutz l'chayma. You're not allowed to eat lifnei zrika, and a zor can't even eat la'achas zrika. But says the Gemara, I know all three mikal v'chayma. If I can chutz l'chayma, kal v'chayma mi ma'aseh. If I can't eat ma'aseh chutz l'chayma, I certainly can't eat the chatas v'asha chutz l'chayma. If lifnei zrika, if it's lifnei zrika, kal v'chayma mi toyde v'shlama. If I can't eat the toyde v'shlama lifnei zrika, I certainly can't eat the chatas v'asha lifnei zrika. And if la'achas zrika, if it's coming to tell me that the zor is not allowed to eat chatas v'asha la'achas zrika, I know that kal v'chayma mi b'char. That's the third issa that we already established from this pasuk. If I can't eat the Bechar la'achas zrika, if I'm a czar, then I certainly can't eat chatas v'ashan either, because chatas v'ashan, as far as karbonos go, is more chomer than bechar. It must be coming to tell me another iser that even la'achas zrika, even if I'm a koyen, but if I'm chutz l'kloyen, being that chatas v'ashem is kachim kadashim, it's not kachim kalim, it's kachim kadashim. So kachim kalim can't be eaten outside the chaymas Yerushalayim, but kachim kadashim can't even be eaten outside the chaymas of the Beis Hamikdash, the chaymas of the Azara. Shehun like nederecha. When it says nederecha zu oila, that's referring to oila. Oh, my Rav Shimon, the same cheshbon. Mazet b'olam deino. What's the commentary? Im loikon chutz l'chayma. That you can't eat an oila chutz l'chayma. Kabel chaymim mi ma'is. Can't eat ma'is chutz l'chayma. You can't eat oila. Oila is the most kaddish of all the korbanos. Im lifnei zrika. If you pasuk coming to tell me you can't eat an oila lifnei zrika. Kabel chaymim mi toyde v'shlamin. Madach toyde v'shlamin. Certainly an oila. Im la'achas zrika. It's coming to tell me that a zor is not allowed to eat an oila la'achas zrika. Kabel chaymim mi b'char. If you can't eat a b'char, you certainly can't eat an oila. Im chutz l'chayma. If you're coming to tell me that you can't eat the oila outside of the kloyim, kabel chaymim michatas v'asham. If you can't eat the chatas v'asham outside of the kloyim, then that certainly can't eat the oila. Hablai ba, kosov, elu la'oicham in ha'oila la'achas rika, afilu bifnim shulay. It's coming to teach me another issa. You know what the new issa is? That you can't eat the carbon oila even in the azara. You could be in the holiest of holy places. It doesn't matter. You can't eat the carbon oila, even la'achas rika, even if you're a kohen meyuchis, it doesn't matter, because you can't eat the carbon oila, period. It says Rash, that's something, of course, we also know. What's the word that the Torah uses? Kolol. The oila had to be completely consumed by the fire in the mizbeach. You had to throw the entire oila, everything. Usually a carbon, only the emurim went on the mizbeach. An oila was kulay kol. But that's only an iser aseh. So I would know that if somebody ate from an oila, you violated some sort of aseh. But that there should be a lois aseh, that you should be loika, that it should be relevant to pera eilin aloikin. How would I know that? Kamashmul on this pasuk, loisucha lecha b'sharecha, v'chol nedarecha zu oila. So it's the rabbis, even this. So Rav Shimon took a pasuk again, that at first glance is talking about one iser. Loisucha lecha b'sharecha. The Torah is saying that you're not allowed to eat certain kachim, bisharech. Which kachim? So clearly meiser, meiser the gancha v'tirayish chavitzarecha. Clearly bechar, u'bechar is bekar chavitzarecha. And then the pasuk, it concludes rather ambiguous. V'chom nedarecha, v'nidvaisecha, u'chumas yodecha. Kum tzegein, Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on. What's going on over here is you have meiser, you have bechar, you have oila, you have chatas v'asham, you have toida v'shlamim, you have bikurim. These are all the things that the pasuk is referring to. And not just that, we're not only talking about the isra of leisucha lecha b'sharecha. There's many other isurim being mentioned here as well. Number one, as it relates to bikurim, you can't eat bikurim before the mikra bikurim. The parsha of bikurim. And if you eat bikurim before the Bible reads the parsha of bikurim, loika, because it says loisucha. So there's a loisa say over here. You're going to get malchus. Additionally, as it relates to the kachim, there's a lot of halachas in kachim that we learn from here. Number one, you can't eat kachim, lifnei zrika. And not only can't you eat it, but if you do, you're going to get malchus. Azar is going to get malchus if he eats kachim, even la'achas rika. Kachim kadashim, you can't eat outside the chaymas or azara. And you have an isra over here that a karban oila can't be eaten, period. That even though the Torah only mentioned it as an asay, the Torah says kol, but there's going to be a lois asay as well. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav. So Rav heard this drush of Rav Shimon, and he said, I'm so nispa, I'm so impressed with Rav Shimon's sheer brilliance, with what he did, the reconstructive surgery that he did to this pasuk over here. So he said, the elide ime, kereb shimin teilet, v'iloi loy teilet. Zok Rashi, kol she'ima yeledes, if there's a woman that's giving birth, tevakish rachamim, and when she davens that she wants her child to vaksois, to be a Talmud Chacham. She says, say Yehirotzon Shiyeh to Reb Shimon. He should be like Reb Shimon, this baby. Because, I mean, look at Reb Shimon. He was such a goyin. V'iloi? Some don't have this gesher. Ritva says, take this out. Loi tele. That's already sharp. Ritva says, no, you don't have to say that. And you could be very chashuv and not be like Reb Shimon. But the bottom line is, the elite, the ime, Reb Shimon tells, oh, Gemara, Rabbi continued. V'af, I got this lupircha. Even though I hold this entire shtickle Torah for Reb Shimon, it's up, Gefrey. So, comes again, Rava. He said, I'm blown away with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is gevaldik. I'm so blown away that if a woman is, she's, she should say he rotzayin she yehekir Reb Shimon. Stating that, I don't agree with anything that Reb Shimon said. Why? Because Reb Shimon's whole shtickel Torah was gebayit on one thing being more chamer than the other. Meaning, I don't need a pasuk. Once the Torah tells me, inaladi ma'isa sheni b'sharecha, say I know you can't eat bikurim, I know you can't eat bachar, I know you can't eat tayde b'shlavim, I know you can't eat chatzis vashem, I know you can't eat oila, and that was the way he set up the entire rice. Meaning, once I know that I can't eat a toid of a shlomin lifnei zrika, so I certainly know you can't eat a chattas v'asham lifnei zrika. It was all predicated on Reb Shimon somehow knowing what the pecking order is in terms of what's more chomer and less chomer in kachem. So he knew oil was the most chomer, then comes chattas v'asham, and then comes toid of a shlomin, or maybe bechar comes there, and then comes bikurim, and then comes ma'isa sheni. Reb Shimon seemed to have it all figured out. Says Rava, I don't know if Shimon's right. Mechatesi. I mean, I know first glance where he's coming from, as Rav is about to explain, but I have pirchis on every single one of Reb Shimon's hanochis where he thinks he knows what's more chomer and what's less chomer. And he explains, Reb Shimon thought for sure in his braisa that bikurim is more chomer than meiser. And at first glance, he's right. Meiser sheni, we said that Bailam could eat, as long as he eats in Yerushalayim, he could eat it. Bikurim, only a kohen's allowed to eat. But adarabba, maisa chomer, I can argue that maybe maisa is more chomer. Shekein also la'oinein. Oinein is not allowed to eat maisa. Le'achalti ba'oinein mimeni. That's what you say in vidui maisa. So oinein is not allowed to eat maisa, yet an oinein is allowed to eat bikurim. So you see, maisa sheni actually has a chomer that bikurim doesn't have. Umay chomer the toid of v'shlamim mimaisa. Shimon in his braisa assumed that toid of v'shlamim was also more chomer than maisa. Why? Oh, at first glance you're going to say, because it's a carbon. Shekein ton matan domim. You have to take the blood and put it on the mizbeach. Ve'emurim legami mizbeach. And you have to be makta de emurim. This is rika, this is akhtaras. At first glance, a carbon, even toid of shlomim, is certainly more chomer than maisa sheni. But he says, Adar Rabba, I can make the argument that maisa is more chomer. Shekein tunin kesef tzura. You can be poida maisa sheni. If you can't eat it in Yerushalayim for whatever reason, so you have a plan B, which is you can be poida. You can redeem it. You can transfer the kedusha from the tefuah, from the peiros, onto money. But the money has to be a certain type of money. It has to be kesef tzuri. That is the type of matbeya that had to be used. If you pay the hektish, which you could sometimes do, when you pay the hektish, psuli hamikdashim, if hektish has a mum, you could be pay the hektish as well, and there's no halach of kesef tzuri. So you actually see that maisa sheni has a chumra that toy the vishlamin doesn't have. So mechatesi, Reb Shimon knew for sure that toy the vishlamin is more chamer. Umay chumer de bechor mi toy the vishlamin. Reb Shimon in his cheshbin thought for sure bechor is more chamer than toy the vishlamin. Why? At first, klan shekink du shase mirechem. Because it's kodesh mirechem as opposed to toy the vishlamin. When it was born, it was chulin. Someone had to be makdish it. Someone had to say, arei zu or arei olai, toy the vishlamin, in order to give it its kedusha. But other rabba, toy the vishlamin chamer, I can argue that toy the vishlamin is more chamer. Shekein to unim smicha, v'nesachin, v'tenufas chaza v'shaik. Some of the nuances, some of the shiore mitzvah that toy the vishlamin has don't apply to bechar. So maybe toy the vishlamin is more chamer. Umay chumer de chattis vashem. There Reb Shimon continued. And he said, chattis vashem is even more chamer than bechar. At first glance, avada, shekein kachi kadashim. Chattis vashem is kachi kadashim. Bechar is only kachi. But I could say other rabbi, b'chor chomer shekein kedusha semirechem. So that even though qualitatively its kedusha isn't as intense, but being that it was kadosh mirechem, maybe that's a chumra. Umay chumra da'ila. And Reb Shimon certainly presupposed in his braisa that oila is the most kadosh. Why? Michatas va'ashon. It's even more chomer than chatas va'ashon. Can't call because it's completely consumed by the mizbeach. First glance, it means it's so kadosh that even the koyanim can't eat it. Adar Rabba, maybe say fakert, chatas va'ashon chamiri shekein mechapri. Because chatas va'ashon has an ability to be mechaper. They're ba'al chet. as opposed to an oilo. Not just that, said Rava, maybe all karbonos are even more chomer than oilo. This push the achilos, because there's two types of achilos. There's achilas adam and there's achilas mizbech. Aktara is always referred to, this is also Kachum 101, Aktara is always referred to as an achilas hamizbech. Mizbech eats, the kayanim eat, we somehow equate it to, but the bottom line is that oilo on the one hand is all consumed by the Mizbeach, which suggests it's very Kaddosh, Vasa Chumra, but then again, you could spin it in the reverse. You could say that it only has one type of Achilo, as opposed to other Kabbalists that have two times of. But the bottom line is, says Rava, that even though what Reb Shimon said is brilliant, but at the end of the day, it's all predicated on him knowing which form of Kachem is more Chumra than the other, and I have Pirchas on everything. Freak the Gemara. If that's the case, then why was Rava so impressed? Elam ideally the imei Reb Shimon. So why did Rava comment when he heard Reb Shimon's drasha? Yehi rotzen shehek Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is mufrach. He's completely upgefrecht. So if Reb Shimon is upgefrecht, so why are we getting so excited? Yehi rotzen shehek Reb Shimon. Zok de gemara delamay the sfira leil didei. What Rava meant to say was that according to Reb Shimon's hanochas that he made, that he knows somehow what's more chomer and what's less chomer, that oil is more chomer than chatas va'asham, which is more chomer than bechar, which is more chomer than toida shlomim, which is more chomer than ma'aser sheni, and that bikurim is also more chomer than ma'aser sheni. So according to Reb Shimon's hanachas, it's brilliant the way he teached this pasuk, specifically which nuance. Shimon did a lot to this pasuk, which nuance, the fact that he was misarisle lekra v'darishle. What does he mean to say? So there's a long Rashi that explains it. But basically, the gist of it is that if you go through the Cheshbon, the way Reb Shimon set it up was he felt that the Torah was telling us a bunch of Isurin, because once I knew one, I could have learned the other one, Mikal V'Chomer. So to tell me that each form of kachem mentioned in this pasuk is telling me some sort of chiddush, he had to come up with another halacha. And for that reason, there's six halachas, six azaros, that Reb Shimon took out of the pasuk. And again, it was all because of, once he said, for example, that you're not allowed to eat toido ushlamim lifnei zrika, kal v'chomer, he knew that you can't eat a bechar lifnei zrika. And once he knew that you can't eat a zar, is not allowed to eat a bechar, so kal v'chomer, zar is not allowed to eat a chatas v'asham. And once you know you can't eat chatas v'asham outside of that zar, kal v'chomer, he knew that you can't eat an oila. But the truth is that if you look at the seder that Reb Shimon used when he set it up so neatly, it's not the same seder as the pasuk. Because if you look inside the pasuk has it a little bit differently. The pasuk seder is first meiser, then it mentions Bechar, then it mentions Chatas V'Ashon, then it mentions Oila, then it mentions Toida V'Shlamim, and then it mentions Bikurim. So let's take the easiest one. Once you mention Oila, I wouldn't know Toida V'Shlamim, Kal V'Chayim Me'Oila. Whatever Isser Oila is going to tell me, I know Toida V'Shlamim, Kal V'Chayim Me'Oila. If I know Toida V'Shlamim, I know Oila. But if I know Oila, I don't know Toida V'Shlamim, because Oila is more Chomer than Toida V'Shlamim. But Toid V'Shlam is not more Chomer than Oila. So Reb Shimon conveniently, when he set up his Braisa, went in and out of order. He was Mesaris Le'Lakra, and he did it to be able to learn all these Yisurim. And the fact that Reb Shimon was able to pull that off impressed Rava to the point that he said, Yehi Ratzon Sheikhek Reb Shimon. If you want to see this in greater detail, you can take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Delamai Desfir Le, Mesaris Le, Lakra V'Darish Le. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara. But Freik, the Gemara, I have a big kash on all this. V'chim Azir Min Adin. Reb Shimon wanted to have that I would know Malkus by this, and I would know Malkus by that, based on a Kal V'Chomer. This is Ein Oinchem Min Adin 101. Ein Mazir Min Adin 101. And says the Gemara, I feel the Lamando Me Oinchem Min Adin. If you're going to tell me the Reb Shimon holds Oinchem Min Adin, but everyone agrees Ein Mazir Min Adin. So this whole Braisa doesn't even get on, it doesn't even start. It's dead on arrival. What happened to Ein Mazir Min Adin? Zok the Gemara, you have to say that although Reb Shimon used the word like, he didn't mean like. Yisur Ba'av, he just meant this is going to be an Isser. Avada, you don't have an Azara. You have an Isser that was said in the form of a Loisase, but Enochinami, it wouldn't have been Malkus Mikalvach, couldn't have been Malkus Mikalvachomer. Because Mikalvachomer, you can't have an Azor. You can't have an Isser, you can't have a Kalvachomer. Perfect. The Gemara of Amar Rava, Rava said, Zor Sha'ochal Min Ha'oila, Lefnei Zrika, Chutz L'Chayma, L'Rab Shimon Leika Chamesh. Rava once said that if a Zor would eat the carbon oila, Lefnei Zrika, outside the Chaymois Yerushalayim, he'd get Malkus five times. Why would he get Malkus five times? He's a Zor. Zara's not allowed to eat anything. It's an oila. No one's allowed to eat an oila. It's lefnei zrika. You can't eat a carbon of lefnei zrika. It's outside the chaymes Yerushalayim, which means two things. It means it's outside the chaymes Yerushalayim, and it's also outside the chaymes Azara. So you're gonna get like a five. Like a chamit. So what do you see? You see Rav Shimon is talking about Malkus. How could Rav Shimon be talking about Malkus? If he's talking about Malkus, then there's no makom, there's no earth for Kal v'chaymer. Because even if Ein Shimon Adin, but Ein Azirin Adin, and Ein Ein Shin Elwin came Azirin, and there's no Mufurish Azara. So the only time you can say Ein Shimon Adin is if I have an Azara, for some reason I don't have a Malkus, so you can tell me Ein Shimon Adin. But over here I need the Azara. We spoke out when we were going through the Braisa. These are all Isra Asays in other places. But there's no Azara, there's no Loi anywhere in the Torah. So this would be the Loi. Ein Mazirim and Adin. You want to tell me I have an Isser because of law? Yeah, that you could do. I don't have an issue with that. But an Azara, to have that Chimer of Azara that you can have. That you can have Mikal V'Chimer. So how could Reb Shimon be talking about Malkus on Kal V'Chimer in the same breath? Because even if the Malkus Shabbai doesn't concern me, but I need an Azara in order to have Malkus. This is the only Azara. And Ein Mazirim and Adin. So up to Gemara again, you have to say that it's not like a chamish per se, but rather it's chamisha yisurim hava. What it really is, five yisurim. The Gemara is obviously going to ask, how does it work with our Mishnah? But that's already going into tomorrow's daf exhale. So before we conclude, a lot of raid. So really, three ha'aris, all relevant to this pasuk that we just mentioned, loisucha lecha b'sharecha. So really the theme of this pasuk, as we mentioned, loisucha lecha b'sharecha, is the iser to eat maisa sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And again, this is something that's axiomatic, it's something that anyone that goes through shas, you learn daf yoimi, you know that maisa sheni was necha l'baylin, but only in Yerushalayim. If you wanted to eat it outside Yerushalayim, there was an option. You can transfer the kedusha from the maisa sheni onto the money. The maisa sheni now becomes chulin. You can eat it wherever you want. You have to take the money up to Yerushalayim, buy certain things with it there. It's a Mishnah, Masechtas Erevin from all places, that says what you're allowed to buy with that money, and you can eat the food over there in Yerushalayim. But the bottom line is, Maaseh Sheni was Nechal Abaylim, and it had to be Nechal Yerushalayim. Now we said that, Bemis, it says it in the Torah, in many places, Aser to Aser is called Tfuas Arecha, Yoitzei Asodah, Shana, Shana, V'achalta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, B'mokam HaShiyivcha, L'shakin Shmoy Sham. And then you have this pasuk, the pasuk that Reb Shimon Darshan, L'Yisucha Lecha B'sharecha, and it begins, Maaseh Degoncha, V'tiroishcha V'yitzarecha. Mechaschinuch in mitzvah tof mem beis klar v'shaylo. He says that what it says in the Torah, v'achalta lefnei Hashem lekecha b'mokem asheyivcha l'shakin shmoy sham, is the Torah coming to say that there's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa to eat maisa sheni in Yerushalayim? Or the Torah is not saying there's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa to eat maisa sheni in Yerushalayim. Listen carefully. What the Torah is saying is that there's an iser saseh to eat maisa sheni outside in Yerushalayim. In other words, just like there's a loisa say of loisucha lecha b'sharecha, that's a lav, so too there's an isra say to eat the maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim. And that's what the Torah means. That if you want to eat maisa sheni, it has to be b'mokam ha-shayivcha l'shakin sh'maysham. If you eat it not b'mokam ha-shayivcha l'shakin sh'maysham, you eat it b'sharecha, you're going to be over an isra say. You will have violated this pasuk of v'chalta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. But there's no positive commandment. L'shem yichud kutsha berichu, you put on the gartel mit ha-mikfa, I'm about to be mekayim ha-mitzvah, as I say, day reisa, with a birchus ha-mitzvahs, mit grace ha-kavunas, before you eat maisa sheni Yerushalayim. Because there's no mitzvah, as I say, day reisa, like there is to take dalid minin, like there is to sit in a sukkah. It's just that if you eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you're over in this. Now it's true, the Torah said already, so there's a lois asay v'asay. You have a lois asay, you have an asay. But the point is, that's the minchas chinuch chira. If somebody wants to eat his maisa sheni, is there a mitzvah esed d'iraisa to eat maisa sheni b'Yerushalayim? Says the minchas chinuch, at first glance, if you take a look at the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rambam doesn't bring such a mitzvah. Rambam says anywhere that there's a mitzvah, I say de'iraisa to eat maisa sheni Yerushalayim. So Zokta Michas Chinuch, Muscha Rishon would be, that would be a raya, that there is no such mitzvah. What does it mean when it says, V'achalta l'fnei Hashem alekecha? It means that if you don't eat it in Yerushalayim, you're over in Isra Aseh. It says the Michas Chinuch, meaning that the Rambam very often doesn't bring Isra Aseh, so it worked out very nicely. The Rambam doesn't bring it because it's taken out a mitzvah, saseh. All it is an isra say. It's a sniff in loisucha lecha b'sharecha, but it's not an independent mitzvah saseh, positive, proactive type commandment where you mekayim some sort of mitzvah and you mesakin tikkunim in doylamos when you eat maisa sheni in Yerushalayim. And that's why the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs did not bring it. But Zokta Milchas Chinuch is not a Raya. Because the truth is that if you take a look at the Rambam, whenever he brings the halachas of Kachim or Chumas Umaisris, the Rambam didn't bring each mitzvah that involves each carbon or each form of matnis kahuna as an independent mitzvah. So for example, when the Rambam brings the mitzvah of truma, so he says the mitzvah is truma. Now the truth is, the mitzvah is truma involves several mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh truma, there's a mitzvah to then take the truma and give it to a kohen. Rambam doesn't bring it as two mitzvahs. So it says in Chinuch, it could be it's not a diak, because the Rambam brings the mitzvah of ma'aseh sheni, he just doesn't bring the mitzvah to eat the ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim. Says in Chinuch, a great chap, that eating ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim is the equivalent of giving truma to the kohen. Your mafresh truma, your mafresh ma'aseh sheni. What do you do with the truma after your mafresh it? You give it to a kohen. What do you do with the ma'aseh sheni after your mafresh it? You eat it in Yerushalayim. So Dr. Michas Chinuch Zeh Gishmak, just like the Rambam didn't list giving the truma to the kohen as an independent mitzvah, because he held this one mitzvah of truma, nichlal in that mitzvah, it's the hafrasha, it's the nesina. So in the same vein, the Rambam didn't list eating ma'aseh sheni Yerushalayim as an independent mitzvah, because the Rambam mentioned ma'aseh sheni, which means there's the hafrasha, and then there's the giving it to... But Zokta Mechasa have one problem. The problem is that the Ramban, on all the other places where the Rambam doesn't list the nesina as an independent mitzvah, is masig on the Rambam. And the Ramban says, I don't understand the Rambam. But when it comes to the mitzvah of ma'aseh sheni, when it comes to the mitzvah of ma'aseh sheni, Rambam didn't say anything. Rambam was quiet. So it sounds like over here the Rambam had no issues. Meaning, why the Rambam didn't list giving truma to a kohen as a separate mitzvah, Rambam had an issue with. But why the Rambam didn't list eating ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim, for some reason Rambam didn't have an issue with. Zoysei Meris, even if I don't have a diak in the Rambam, because of the fact that the Rambam didn't mention it, could be, is for the same reason he didn't mention giving truma to the kohen. But the Rambam, who wasn't masik, the shtika kaida of the Ramban, that's a raya. Because the Ramban had an issue with why he didn't mention giving truma to a kohen, and giving maiserishin to a levi, and giving b'challa to a kohen. Yeah, when it comes to maiserishin, Ramban has no issues. Vaistois, he held that eating maiserishin is different. Because there's a mitzvah snesino. It says in the Torah, give it to a kohen. Over here it says, v'chalt l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, which is not a mitzvah saseh, it's only an isser saseh. It's only an isser saseh. It's for that reason he didn't mention it. The problem is, in the Magia, and the Michas Chinuch asks the Kasha, is that the Michas Chinuch somehow overlooked the Mefurish Ramban. He overlooked the Ramban. The Ramban, at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam has his Shikchas HaEsen and his Shikchas HaLavim. The Shikchas HaEsen, he has 17 mitzvahs HaSeis that he believes the Rambam omitted. So when the Rambam went through a Sefer HaMitzvah, he had his Cheshbin of 248 mitzvahs HaSei, says the Ramban that the Rambam missed 17. The first one, Mitzvah Rishayna, שנצטבינו לכו מייס השני ובחירויס לפני הקל יוסברך בירושלים והוא אמרוי ואכלת לפני השם אלוי ככה מסר דגוינך ותירוישך ויצרך וזו מצווה מן המצווה שהיא גדוי למועד שנוסם בתם למען תלמד לירה ואמרו חזל מגיד שמייס השני מביא עשה אדם לפני תלמוד תורה ואני תומא על הרב בזו. He says it's a תמיר גדוי לו that it's a פוסק in the Torah ואכלת לפני השם אלוי ככה, which implies clearly that it's a mitzvah saseh, and yet the Rambam omitted this mitzvah saseh. So the Milchas Chinuch makes this whole diak in the Ramban. The Ramban is masig on the Rambam here, there, but from by my say, he didn't say anything. Vaisois, he was masking to the Rambam, somehow here it's not a mitzvah saseh. It's not true. The Ramban says in the Furish, it's his first shikha soesen. There's some classic shikha soesen over here. The one we've spoken a lot about in the past is mitzvah Dalit, where the Ramban is masig on the Rambam, and the Rambam didn't bring Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah saseh deiraisa. And this is the Ramban, which he tosa in his Pirush al HaTorah Kiyodua. The Ramban speaks so much about Eretz Yisrael. He made Aliyah, Seif Yomav. He went to Eretz Yisrael himself. He lived there. He's buried next to Namaras Machpelah and Chevron. But the point is that the Ramban brings mitzvah dollars, the mitzvah Yishuv. But this is the first one. Lechol Maisa Sheni. Bottom line is, it would seem to be Mefurish that it's a mitzvah saseh. But I'll tell you a Meir de Gemara Makan. There's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin. Right? Sounds familiar. So it's Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, and that's Perek Ben Soir Umar. And the Mishnah over there goes through how exactly Ben Soir Umar became Ben Soir Umar. Say, I had to eat a certain amount of meat and drink a certain amount of wine. It says the Mishnah as follows: Ochel b'chaburas mitzvah, if he ate what he ate, b'chaburas mitzvah, or ochel b'chibur ha'chodesh, or ochel ma'isa shein de b'Yerushalayim, ochel nevelos v'treifesh katzim v'remosim, ochel dover shuhu mitzvah, v'dover shuhu aveira, eno enasa ben Soir Umar. So the Mishnah is very clear that if somebody eats a dover shel mitzvah, so the Ben Soir Umar is eating, but he's eating a kaima mitzvah, he's eating matzah b'leil Pesach, is, he's being mekayim a mitzvah. If he's being mekayim a mitzvah, you can't become a ben soyer u'mer with that achila or with that shtir. If you're doing an iser, it's the same thing. So if it's bechaburas mitzvah, if it's a dover shul mitzvah, einay nasa ben soyer. Now one of the things the Mishnah mentioned was achal ma'isa sheni. So look at the Gemara. Achal ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim. Einay nasa ben soyer u'mer. Why not? Says the Gemara. Kivan dechi urchehu ka'achule loy mamshach. Because being that when you eat the ma'isa sheni, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Kivan dechi urchehu. It's for that reason it's not mamshach. Fake lechem mishnah, this lashon hagemara, it's so subtle, but it's so meduyek. Urche? Urche sounds like you're doing what you're supposed to do. Meaning the classic case of Ensoyer Meir is he goes to his father's wallet, he steals his credit card, this money was supposed to pay for his chasana, and instead he starts drinking wine. Okay, he's doing something he wasn't supposed to do with the money. But over here it's Urche. This is what you do with Ma'is Hasheni. Ma'es Ma'is Hasheni. So kima deki Urche hu, enoi nasa ben soyer. Freik telecha Mishnah. The Mishnah said, ochal davar shal mitzvah. Ochal bechaburas mitzvah, enoi nasa ben soyer u'mayer. So what's kima deki Urche hu? Elamai, what does it sound like from this Gemara? You have a raya niflah from a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin that is, there's really no mitzvah to eat Ma'is Hasheni. It's just that there's an iser to eat Ma'is Hasheni outside of Yerushalayim. There's an iser, leisucha lecha v'sharecha, you can't do the wrong thing with the Ma'is. Okay, so he's not doing the wrong thing. Kivan deki urchehu loy mamshech. But that there should be a mitzvah saseh, it's mashmanat. Because if it's a mitzvah saseh, why does the Gemara have to give this reason of urche? Tepe kleis be mekayim a mitzvah. Bazak lach mishnah, I don't think I have a raya from here. Because you can argue, and this is the punchline, that even if you're going to tell me there's a mitzvah saseh, which the Ramban says mefurish, and again, even the Mechas Chinuch acknowledges there's no raya from the fact that the Rambam didn't say it. Says the Lechem Mishnah, you could say that it's only for the Bailim to eat the Ma'aser Sheni that there's going to be a mitzvah. But let's say the owner of the Ma'aser himself is not the one that eats it; somebody else eats it. Then there's no Kiyama mitzvah. So if I have a field, I have a mitzvah to eat my Ma'aser Sheni that grew in my field in Yerushalayim. But for somebody else to eat mine, that already maybe there's no mitzvah. And being that over here, the child is taking his father's Ma'aser Sheni, he has to be a ganav. If he's not a ganav, he can't be a man. Ben Slayer and Meir. So being that the son is taking his father's Ma'aser Sheni, it's for that reason that he's not taking that Mekayim mitzvah. So it's not considered Ochal Davar Shel mitzvah. It's not considered Ochal B'chaburis mitzvah. But even the Kiyurchehu, Lamaisa, we're doing what's supposed to be done. It's being eaten. This is not money that wasn't supposed to be eaten. This isn't fruit that was supposed to be eaten. It's for that reason that's going to be the halacha. That's the first aura. The second aura, we'll save the third aura for tomorrow. But the second aura is the Pasuk says again, Leisucha Lecha B'sharecha Masa Degoncha V'tiroich. Interesting lashon. Loisucha. Zok teheliger Rash. Rashi in Chumash, Parshas Re'eh, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Reb Shuvan Karcha said that although it says in the pasuk Loisucha lecha b'sharecha yochalata, really you could, can't. I can't assess him. No, can't physically can't. Avol edoch rasha, you're just not allowed to. So Reb Shuvan Karcha was medayik the pasuk Loisucha. You can't, sounds like you physically cannot do it. You can stand on your head, you won't be able to do it. It's not true, Rabbi Shulman Karcha said. Of course you could. A yid has free will. You have bechira. You can do anything you want. You won't be struck by lightning if you try eating Ma'is Hasheni b'sharecha. You could do it. They'll let you. It's something that you could do. You have an option. But you could. So what does it mean, loisuchal? It means enoch rashoi. So I saw Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv in his Zois LeYakiv says that if it means enoch rashoi, so why did Torah say loisuchal? It's not loisuchal. What it really means is enoch rashoi. Says Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, the pasuk is coming to teach us, it's coming to teach us the paradigm that a person is supposed to try and really hope to arrive at and strive for. And that is, a person can come to a point where he has such yiras shamayim, where he works on himself, that he moves his nekudas habechira to such a degree that it's almost not possible for him to do an aver. And he says, you find precedents for that, where there were people, and there were tzaddikim, and there were gedolim, that literally could not come to a point where they'd be able to do an aver. Because it was so clear to them what the emes was, and it was so clear to them what kind of churban they were going to create by doing an avera, that it's begedalos. I don't even have free will. Free will means there's two reasonable options. But once a person comes to a point that option A makes a lot of sense, and option B really doesn't make any sense at all, it's so silly, it's so ridiculous that there's no sane person that would choose option B, then it comes to a gedder of Loisuchel. And he's mitzayin an unbelievable Meshachachma. A Meshachachma we never spoke yet. The Meshachachma is in Parshas Yisra. The Pasuk says, Vayisyatzu v'tachtes ahar. Milami chakof aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu har kigigas. So how do you understand that? I've heard this Gemara since we're little children. That chakof aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu har kigigas. I think, if you asked a man on the street, he would start, yeah, Hashem tok har Sinai. He picked it up. He put it on top of the yid and he said, listen here, I'm going to give you two choices. Choice A is, you mekabel the Torah. Choice B is, achzer eschon l'soyer v'voyu. It's all over, done. It's finito. We're not moving forward with this. He gave them, that wasn't the Nakuda. The Nakuda was much different. You know what happened? Hashem, by Maimed Har Sinai, opened up the heavens. Ator reis l'adas ki Hashem hu alikim enoy muvada. That passage is referring to Maimed Har Sinai. The Rambam says that all the nisim and the flies that the yidden saw Mitzrayim was unbelievable. But that wasn't what established the true Emunah in Klal Yisrael. You know what established the true Emunah? It was what they saw. It was what they saw by Har Chayyim. It was what they saw by Maimon Har Sinai. What happened was Hashem opened up the Shemayim. He showed Klal Yisrael such a covet, such his galus. It was so clear. There was such a level of Nevuah that it was impossible not to accept the Torah. What was the other option? A yid goes through life. There's chayshach, there's darkness, there's hasta upon him. You don't know. You know, life is very hard to figure out. But at that point, it was atar reisal adas, ki Hashem hu elokim einoy milvad. It was so clear that there was no other option. It wasn't a gun to your head. That wasn't the point. That wasn't the kof aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu harki gigas. That's not what Rava was referring to. And he said, mikan moidah rabbaloi raisa. That it was told you of his love. Yeah, we accepted the Torah, but we did it at gunpoint. Yeah, that's what it means, proverbially speaking. But how did it work? It wasn't really that. What it really was is that Hashem made it so clear that there was no Bechira. And being that there was no Bechira, it wasn't possible for a person not to do it. Listen to Rameh Simcha's Lashon. Sheheru lehem kvoid Hashem behokitz ubehiskalis nifla ad kimamish botcha. They saw it so clearly, it was like suchal. It wasn't possible not to be mekabel the Torah. Ukimeduma, listen to Rav Meir Simcha. He says, Kimeduma shekvar amdu azeh. He's never seen anyone say this. He says he thinks people have already said this. But bottom line, vazeh, amar rabo, mikan moidah rabo le'raisa. Something that only Rav Meir Simcha could say. That was the tiefkeit in the kof aleim HaKadosh Baruch. Brilliant. Of kof aleim HaKadosh Baruch, Arki Gigas, the tiefkeit of mikan moidah rabo. But bottom line is, he says that a person can come to a level where he's literally leisucha lechol b'sharecha. What came to mind is the Beis Halevi. We know it says in the Torah leisachman. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Leisach Beis Reyecha, Eishes Reyecha. Right? There's an Isser leisachman. If you do it, Ibn Ezra asks, doesn't understand the Isser leisachman. You know, the Torah can tell you don't do this or do that. The Torah can govern your actions, but how does the Torah govern your thoughts, your emotions? Now, let's say a person's jealous. Yeah, he sees, he wants it. How could a person even be governed by it? Doesn't make any sense. So Ibn Ezra famously says, he says that just like the Ish Kafri, he says the villager, the Pashita person, the peasant, won't have a taiva necessarily to marry the king's daughter because it's so above his pay grade, it's not possible for him to become a son-in-law by the king, to the point that it doesn't even move him. He's like, oh, I wish I could. It's so no shaykhist to him. So if a person would realize that somebody else's thing belongs to him and doesn't belong to himself, then he wouldn't even have a title for it. That's what Ibn Ezra says. But the Beis Halevi said a different shot. Beis Halevi said that it's poshid, and it's a fact that a person can have the biggest tithe in the world, but ma'at min hayira could be doicha, the greatest tithe is. And he gives a mashal. And essentially what his mashal is, a person is about to do an avera. He's about to commit a terrible, terrible sin. And all of a sudden he starts smelling smoke. And he sees fire coming. What's he going to do? He's going to say, one second, I understand the fire is coming, but let me quickly finish doing the avera. Hopefully I'll be able to get out of time. He says, of course not. Because the yira is going to overcome him to such a degree that it's not going to be possible. He's going to lose his taiva. When a person is in a real state of yira, when a person's afraid, you could have the biggest taiva on the planet. But yira is doicha. His lashon is ma'at yiras Hashem im hayomayla alibay lohaya yetsa yochel leklal da yetsahara inay chazak klal. Says the Beis Halevi, it's an unbelievable thing. See, the Yetzer is very powerful. It gets a person to try to do crazy stuff. But at the same time, he really has no power b'moka yira. That's a fact. He has no power b'mokim yira. And being that he has no power b'mokim yira, so he says it comes out, there's actually a very easy way to overcome this tank That is the Yetzer Hara, and that is Yira. He says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ma'ashem shoyel mimchakim liyira. Because if a person has Yira, real fear, just try to picture it in your mind, where a person is about to do an aver, and all of a sudden he gets overwhelmed by a real clear and present danger, right? By a real fear. That little bit of Yira will be able to be doich anything. So I'll tell you something interesting. My friend Shimon Kleinbar told me that he heard from Rabbi Yeshua. He said this over once in Chumash here. And he said over a story. He said that Beis HaLevi was once sitting in a study, and a yid comes to him, and he tells the Beis HaLevi that he's making chasana tonight, and he felt that before he makes chasana, he wants to give shvach v'idot HaKadosh Baruch, he wants to give the Rav some money. So he takes out an envelope, there was a lot of money there, and he gives it to the Beis HaLevi. Before the Beis HaLevi even had a chance to open the envelope and count the money, says somebody comes knocking on the door. Beis HaLevi opens up the door and he says, there's another man over there. And the yid comes in and he starts crying to the Beis HaLevi. He has some chasanas, he has things to do, he has chayvis, he's nebuch, he's tzahak finale zayit, and he starts crying, maybe the Beis HaLevi can help me out. And Beis HaLevi took the envelope and he gave it to the Adi. The Adi walks out. And this yid was very taken aback. I mean, he just gave the Beis HaLevi a tremendous amount of money, and the safilu nishkit sailed, he didn't even count it. He said, at least count the money, you should know how much I gave you. So like in a nice bakovadig way, he told the Beis HaLevi, like he was a little disappointed. He didn't understand why didn't this. So the Beis HaLevi said, "Ich versteht nicht." He said, "When this Ani walked into my door, hab ich gesehen zwei Pixen. There were two guns. That was what Rabbi Yeshua said. Zwei Pixen standing in front of my cup. There were two guns pointing at me. One Bix was the pasuk that says Loisa'am Eitzas Levavcha, and the other Bix was the pasuk that says Loisikbites. The Torah says if an Ani comes, you have to give him what you have. He says gewein zwei Pixen." No, it's not zwei Pixen, can it sailing geld? And how are you gonna count money? He says, I'm at gunpoint. You know, you have to realize, be sensitive to what was going on. So he said the Beis HaLevi was a Dairish Makayim. That was the way he lived his life. And to the Beis HaLevi, it was so poshet. It was so poshet. Like, father is a loisachmoid. Ah, you feel it. Yeah, and at gunpoint, you're gonna have chimud. You're going to have time at gunpoint? If a person has the proper Yerushalayim, said to Beis HaLevi, that it's not just don't eat, it's loisuch alecha b'sharecha. Either way, that's the word.